When my first daughter was born, Christina, she did something I had never seen any child do before, and that is that she was able to stand from the very first day of life. From the very first day, if I put her on her feet, she would stand upright by herself. Now, I'm a doctor. I'm a medical doctor. I understand that that is something that a newborn baby is not supposed to be able to do. And the second time in a more dramatic way. So, 10 months later, in 1990, my second daughter, Hannah, was born. Now, Hannah was taken directly from the birthing room in the hospital to the neonatal intensive care unit. So when I found out that my second daughter was blue, I was very concerned. I went and saw her in the intensive care unit. When the blood does not have oxygen, it turns blue. And that was the color of my child. I left the intensive care unit. I went down the hallway. Because it's an intensive care unit, there's a prayer room nearby. I had never been in the position in my life where I faced a situation that I felt I couldn't handle it, where I knew that I was helpless. I was never, at any time in my life, Christian. I used to be atheist. I was one of those who denied the existence of God. In fact, I tried to argue people away from believing in God. But because I was atheist, I prayed a prayer which I have since come to know is a little bit infamous. It's a kind of a weak prayer, but it has its strength. And that prayer is, "Oh God, if you are there." You have to remember, I had spent all of my life denying God, denying his existence. At that moment, I realized there was nothing I could do. There was nothing in my worldly power to help this child. And I made a deal. I made a promise. I asked God if he saved my daughter. And then, if he guided me to the religion that was most pleasing to him, that I would follow. I walked back to the intensive care unit. When I entered the unit, the doctors were huddled around my daughter like a football team in the huddle. When I walked in, they looked up at me, and I could see something had changed. I started reading scriptures of a variety of religions. I studied Buddhism, Taoism, Shintoism, read into the Bhagavad Gita, started studying Hinduism, worked my way around to Judaism, Christianity, started working myself up the ladder of the revealed monotheistic religions. As I studied Christianity, I just was looking for the answer anywhere I could find it. I studied with the Southern Baptists, the Quakers, the Greek Orthodox, the Roman Catholics, Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists. My head is kind of swimming with all of the sects of Christianity that I approached for longer or shorter periods of time. I don't mean this as a criticism to Christians who hold on to their faith, but I just mean to say that most Christians accept their faith unconditionally. It wasn't until I learned about Islam, about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that everything suddenly made sense. Everything fell in place. The Old Testament's prediction of three prophets to follow, John the Baptist being one, Jesus Christ being two. Who is the third? The prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And I found the consistency in the creed throughout the chain of revelation. This was my reason for embracing Islam.